talking today with Gene Newens from Producers Cooperative Oil Mill. Gene, let's talk a little bit about, we are now in the front end of the 2013 winter canola planting window based on the risk management, the crop insurance window that's provided by RMA from September 10 to October 10. What are you hearing from producers at this point? I know we are on the dry side most certainly, so it's a little slow at the front end, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are. We've got some guys going ahead and planting wheat first when they normally plant their canola first, waiting for some moisture out there. We have very small areas that do have some moisture. We have a guy in Haskell, Texas, quite a way south, already has canola up. So we have canola from down there, central Kansas, clear down to there. Planting date starts September 1st in Kansas, so they have quite a few more acres planted in Kansas than we do. Kansas sounds like they'll have 30, 35,000 acres this year, which is going to be a very big increase for Kansas. Oklahoma growers, northwest part of the state, probably there's more acres planted up there than there is down the rest of the state. Southwest corner of the state around Elsis has started to grow, plant considerable acres of canola down there. Frederick, Elsis, and that area, they're in the ground going. Planting wheat. They're starting to plant wheat. Josh Bajong with Oklahoma State and Heath Sanders, our agronomist from PCOM, are helping producers set drills right now. And as they go forward, they get the drills planted, and then they're going to start dusting in right now pretty soon. I think it'll go in pretty fast next 10 days.
You know, when we think about, I guess, that north, those northern counties got a pretty good dose of rain this last weekend, and I guess that was maybe enough in some of those locations to be able to allow them to plant.
Yeah, it did. It made a big difference. They had worked their ground somewhat if they have new conventional tillage ground. And that rain, they went in there to let the rain hit, went in and dry up a little bit, and they worked it just enough to get the seed in the ground. And they should get a good stand. Still going to depend on later moisture.
Right.
We still have to have that lower moisture. We're going to go into dry 3-4 inches under the surface. It's dry. Those roots won't penetrate that unless we get some moisture there. So it needs to get that so we can get those roots down the ground.
We're talking about the fact that that Josh and Heath have been busy working with producers. This is one of the things that we're trying to do is we educate people and bring them along in this growth of the industry, right?
Yeah, the purpose of Josh and Heath, Josh with Oklahoma State and Heath with us, is to educate farmers, educate crop production departments within elevators and cooperatives and private grain companies. There's more and more of those people helping the producers where we don't have to go out and do that. There's a lot of farmers helping farmers now. The infrastructure within that system is growing. Mm-hmm. We have people who have bought equipment to plant better, to do a better job that way, so they're helping their neighbors plant. Harvest is the same way. So it's the infrastructure is finally starting to grow with the acres right now. It looks much more positive this year than it has in the past.
We were talking about pretty good increase on acres, it looks like, for this year. At least that's what was being talked about. Still somewhat dependent on rain, but what are you thinking about for Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, just Oklahoma itself, we're looking probably 250,000 acres. I'm guessing. Like I said before, Kansas is going to have 30, 35,000. Texas will have 30,000. So that'll put us someplace over that 300,000 acre. Seed companies, a couple of seed companies have run out of seed, which is good for the seed companies, good for the infrastructure, give them an advantage to go ahead next year and save more seed back. We know we have some companies already gearing up for next year, planning in 2013. They're going to have more seed next year because they know they need it. We've got a couple more companies coming in that haven't been here in the past. Wilbur Ellis is a company that came in this year. It's seed that's planted in the Pacific Northwest, and we don't know a whole lot about it. Don't even know if it's been in our demonstration plots, you know, the national demonstration plots. But so we're going to have some other varieties down here this year trying those out, and it looks like we should have a good year, a good supply of seed, different companies, though, and maybe not the best seed.
We're obviously past the window where they can apply for crop insurance, but for those that were able to get those applications in, we've got a good winter canola crop insurance price for the 2013 crop.
And darn near $14 a bushel this year. We're looking extremely good on wheat and canola this year. Very very positive for a producer to get that insurance. It's not really easy to get it in all our counties. They have to do it by written agreement. And RMA, Risk Management Association, has been extremely busy this year getting those back out to the producers. But they are getting it out now. Hopefully we'll have more counties next year that will have regular crop insurance for canola.
When we think about the marketing, I know that you've been in transition this last year at PCOM and working with your elevators, and you're really kind of turned over that initial contact with the local producer with that local elevator now.
Biggest share of the canola is purchased by elevators, be the cooperative system or the private grain elevator system. They have the right to sell into any market they want to. We've probably bought the biggest share of it because we are the closest. We aren't the only business anymore buying, which is great for the industry. ADM is buying. They have a small plant in Kansas, which it's a switch plant just like our plant is. We're a cottonseed plant, and we switched over to canola. So there are two markets. Be more markets in the future as we get more acres out here.
At this point, if you look back at where we started, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago to now, are you pleased with the overall progress?
Oh, definitely pleased. I guess I would like the elevators to be a little bit more involved in storing canola. We haven't got that done yet. They're handling it, but they won't get rid of it right away. We need to get that infrastructure out there because there's no way we can store it ourselves at our plants. So it has to be stored in the country and brought in when we need to crush it. The market is developed into a real market now. There's several markets for it. We have a deferred pricing contract. We have all types of contracts just like we do in wheat now. We have a risk management programs put together. We've worked with the elevators ourselves. We had a company, FC Stone, come down and put a school on for our elevators. We probably had 10, 12 elevators there to learn how to market that. So it's been extremely, extremely positive, very frustrating to get through this first few years. When you do a new industry, I guess it's that way. But, Ron, it's been a fast ride, been a good ride. Producers have been very receptive to it. And, you know, the producers have to make money. Elevators need to make money, and we need to make money. And that's starting to happen. I think they're all very pleased with it now.